dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out. Just one reason to rock the house.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, the Ginger Ed Hardy, Drew Kissler.
The Ginger Ed Hardy.
That's a wild statement, Drew.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast, everybody. I thought that that's what Andy was going to say, but...
No.
Nope. But nope.
Drew took it away.
Yeah, sorry. I had to jump in there. Let everybody know my love of fish. Oh, no, wait. That's Guy Harvey. What was that?
Ed Hardy.
He was signs on jean pockets.
Yeah. He was like the fashion
cursive,
guy.
Yeah, cursive letters. Like the Von Dutch of jeans.
The iron crosses and shit or whatever the fuck.
2003 Ashton Kutcher.
It was almost like studded in a way. Is Drew frozen with fear because of we're discussing him as the Ginger Ed Hardy, or is he frozen with technical
actual
difficulties?
Frozenness?
Yeah. I don't know if he's sitting there contemplating, like, hey, I am the Ginger Ed Hardy. Wow.
Yeah.
This is really makes sense.
I am the GEH, you know?
This really makes sense now.
Yeah.
I can make sense with all the metal.
Recording stopped.
More like Redhead Hardy.
Yeah, he can make sense with all the metal that's attached to all of his fucking Ginger Ed Hardy clothes.
Yeah, he made a song about Ginger Ed Hardy back in the day.
I'm Ginger Ed Hardy. I got designs on my jeans.
That was actually At the Wake's biggest hit. I don't know if you even realize that, but it.
Dude,
yeah.
I was bopping that shit. I Dude, get it.
They reached the bottom of the charts with that one.
the very bottom. Every song that came out. Yeah.
Well, they made the charts with it, but it was the bottom of the charts.
Mm-hmm. Dude, they were song 20,493, which is impressive.
Yeah.
They made top 21,000.
It was a huge hit.
Yeah. Dude, they had some bangers, though, man.
Yeah. They're big in like Ross and Michaels across the across
recording
the
in progress.
Yeah,
you know Ginger Ed Hardy,
no doubt.
If you're gonna let that be a lesson, I will not have the name of Ed Hardy besmirched on this podcast.
Yeah, hates Limp Bizkit, loves Ed Hardy.
That's right.
Yeah, he didn't leave because he was angry. He left because. He didn't appreciate it. He didn't appreciate what was
recording
happening.
Recording stopped.
Oh, wait.
What? Oh, man.
Woo. Recording in progress.
Did it automatically start when I jumped back in?
It did.
Sure did.
Damn.
Sometimes you could go over a speed bump while you're pushing a baby in a stroller.
I hear you.
That thing's mad technical, son.
On purpose.
That's right. Life can get a little bumpy.
Mm-hmm. That's when you just jump off.
Yeah.
It's the jump off.
Hell people. Yeah. Let me hold my arms open so you can land on my chest. Y'all pussies popping pills. I only pop tarts. Rest in peace, Bill Post. Put some brown sugar in your carts. Underrated as fuck, like James on a day that starts with T. Like when you hit the floating urinal and shiver when you pee. I rue the day you do this without a little D. He's vital to your eardrums like little old me. You listen to the critics and forget to have a thought. You know English Patient was trash from ending until start. We here to clear the air like proper ventilation, like Kyrie with a round ball, crazy hesitation. A lot of people also rating pure gold as butt, but one person's butt may cause another to nut. That's why booty is in the hands of A.B. Holder. See, the D is Kellen Winslow because E's a fucking soldier. Except maybe not in a Target parking lot, my G. Anyway, that was an analogy about movies you jerks see. Anyway, we saw it different from our eyes. The movies grew us on us like Winston Duke's thighs. IMDb fucks anti-Drake. They didn't give a six. but Draft Pod boys think these films are the shit. Maybe you'll change your mind when you listen to us grown-ups. And if you don't, open up your mouth so D can dunk these donuts.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Man.
I'll dunk them donuts.
Fucking A.
Right on your head.
Plop.
Boom.
So what we're doing today, guys.
Plop, plop, boom.
Underrated films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we picked IMDb.
Yeah, IMDb, and we did 5.9 stars or less out of 10.
That's right. Yep.
So, yep. If a movie is rated 5.9 stars or less, and the world thinks it's a piece of shit, well, mm-hmm. Guess what? We got news for you.
Yeah, because under 60 is failing.
Right.
That's right.
And there's, you know... There's a lot of good shit out there. And you know what I realized doing
research? So much good shit.
You know what I realized doing research for this?
What's that?
There's a lot of bad shit out there. A lot of bad shit.
So much.
So much bad shit. And I also figured out, just through pure investigation, Fat Steven Seagal is in half of the bad shit. He's responsible, you know, and it's kind of interesting, and it's a little bit of a testament to Steven Seagal, because that guy got fat, but didn't slow down at all. He started making more movies than he ever did when he was fucking skinny.
That's the thing. When you're a bird, you fly high.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? A seagull.
He might not have slowed down making movies, but he definitely slowed down in those movies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. People were feeding him bread on the beach, you know?
Dude.
That's right.
Steven Seagal.
I wouldn't fuck with fluffy Steven Seagal, I'll tell you what.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Man.
Hey, you fuck with him, you might get shit on your head. Steven Seagal.
Yes, Andy, we get it. We got it with the bread thing.
What are you talking about?
Like, you're tripling, quadrupling down on it.
You know what you're saying.
You know what else I noticed about the research for this is so many movies take other movies' covers and just kind of, like, slightly redo it for their movie. Like, just slightly. Yeah.
Dude, especially sex comedies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
mini
skirt,
legs spread, somebody's face underneath.
And like with that,
Yeah, exactly.
And Christian-funded movies, they are notorious for that shit. Like, I'm looking at the cover for Finding Jesus right now, and it's Finding Nemo, but the fish is yellow, and it says Finding Jesus. And I'll just show it to you so you can... There it is.
Oh my god. What an absolute blatant ripoff. And the one next to it looked kind of like The Hangover.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, there's so much fucking thievery in the even like,
well, The Hangover sequels just stole The Hangover.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. This was fun to look this shit up.
Dude, yeah, if you have hours of time handy.
Hours.
This is the
hardest research I've done for this show, and it's not even because it's like a lot to go through. It's just like trying to get to the point that I want to start is just took hours.
Yeah.
Don't do it. We did it for you, so don't even worry about it. Listen to this podcast.
Yeah, we're picking these movies for you. But like I went to different genres, and the genre that by far was the longest and had the most things in it that I was like, that is not a shitty movie, was comedy.
Comedy, 100%.
Like, not close. Not even close. Not even,
dude, comedy gets fucking shat on.
Yeah.
And Steven Seagal isn't even in those.
Yeah. Exactly. But like an old fucking English movie with fancy ass dresses, people are like, this is the greatest shit ever.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, it ain't
you know,
funny.
What does it say about fucking critics and fucking the Oscars and shit that they love depressed, sad, fucking drama filled bullshit movies.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was something I was going to bring up. People that are notorious for shitting on things more often in a public setting, whether it be social media or critiquing things, I find to be more miserable and depressed people.
Yeah. So I guess that does make sense then.
You know, that's why they love. If you're constantly going on the internet and like jumping on somebody's like post and then just like typing, fuck you, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're probably going to be a more miserable person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're doing that. You're not uplifting the shit that you like.
Yeah.
And you love after the shit that you don't like. And you're like making it a point to go after that instead of uplifting the shit that you like. So I agree with you, James. I think that says a lot about the critics.
Yeah, I think it's also like drama is just what they know because they're sad themselves. So they're like, oh, these people are just, they're sad like I am. But
yeah,
you know
bitch,
what?
You ain't TNT. That's not your legal name. You don't know drama.
Dude, that's why it's so hard to make a good comedy movie. Because comedy is hard to fucking do. Everyone is fucking sad. Anybody could fucking cry on camera and be fucking sad. The whole world's goddamn sad, you know?
I could do 15 minutes in the shower crying and people would be like, what a fucking masterpiece.
Exactly. But I would have done that anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All you gotta do is throw some good music behind it. That's it.
It takes nothing to act sad, but it takes everything to fucking be good in a comedy movie.
They're like, oh my god, look how he died. And then I'm like, bitch, he just laid there.
Yeah.
He didn't have a monologue. Yeah.
He just kind of held his breath, you know, but I saw his chest rise a little bit.
Like, come on now. Hyping that shit up.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck. Yeah. This All right, what's the outa?
Oh, let's see here.
Well, I mean, there's only one way to find out what the order is, and that's if you go to jabroniu.com and find all the great shows on the network. Once you listen to all the shows, like Why Did We Ever Meet and Biff Radio, Flow and Tell, and Locals After Hours, and New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, then and only then, mm-hmm. You know what? Throw in some Ceramic Cat. Then and only then will you know the order, which is
James, Andy, Drew.
Oh.
And okay. I really did not want to go first. James be shitting, Drew be baiting, Andy be waiting.
Oh. I almost got it right.
Yeah, almost.
But the B is like B period, so it's fucking official.
Yeah, it's like my middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. So I guess I'm on the clock then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ah.
Man, I kind of wanted to see where you guys went first, so this really sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks a big, fat titty.
I'm thinking about, do I go, like, big hitter or, like, deep cut that if I get it and I actually get it off somebody's list, it feels even better than if I go big hitter and I take it off somebody's list.
I don't know. I don't know what your best bet is, but I do know that the first movie I'm going to pick. Damn it. I don't know if I should.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Yeah. I thought I had the right idea and you did just fuck me up. Should I go for one that has a super low rating or one that's in the fives? Okay. I think I'm going to do this. This movie is potentially... Is it? Fuck. God, I hate that I'm going first.
This is great.
I know. Well, I really hate this. It.
Yeah, you could.
Oh my god, I could KA it.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not too late.
No,
you haven't picked yet.
We haven't kicked off the draft yet.
You know what? I'm gonna save it. I'm just gonna go. Here we go. I'm gonna do a super low one. It may not even be on you. No, it's not even super low. I thought that was lower.
He's gonna just miss his fucking.
I know. Turn. I'm totally fucked. Okay. Well, I thought this was lower, but it's really not. I mean, it's like it's in the fours. So I'm going to go with a movie that I feel like got shit on instantly when it came out. And I thought it was fucking good. I was a kid when the movie came out. I think it even still holds up because I watched this movie again more recently because a new like animated version of it came out. And I'm going Mario Brothers.
Oh,
Mario Brothers 4.1 stars.
I want to fucking stilt skin you so bad.
You don't think that's good?
Huh?
Dude, that movie...
No, it's just the fact that you waited until the final 10 seconds.
That movie was great. That was a great fucking movie.
No, I liked it when I was a kid.
I think it's still good to this day.
Recording stopped.
Oh, Drew hates it. Drew really doesn't fucking like it.
Drew hated that pick.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like, I remember actually liking it and remembering, like... People just shitting all over it. And
right
like,
away. People shat on it instantly.
I kind of liked it.
I know.
Like, I kind
of
liked it.
It had a 4.1.
4.1.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I think people should give that movie a chance. Don't let the reviews sway you.
Don't let Drew sway you either. Because he clearly did not like it.
All right, Andy, you're up.
Oh, man. All right. All right. So I'm thinking, do I want to play a little D on Drew, or do I want to go with the big hitter that, like, we have talked about it before, but it blew my mind that it was this fucking low. It was a 5.3. And I gave you a little hint when I said, in your head. Right? Gave you a little hint.
Yeah. Right?
Because in this movie, someone jumped in someone's head. This movie, 5.3, have no idea how. It's one of the funniest movies. Scary Movie 2.
Scary Movie. Dude, that was... I almost went to that first. I almost went to that first. But I wanted to go...
I didn't even get that low. James, what was your first pick?
Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, okay.
John Leguizamo. Still very good. I think this is a big... This is a good pick, though, Andy. Scary Movie 2 is a good pick. I would have picked it at some point.
It's the best scary movie.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, it is. And how was... Like, I was shocked that it was a 5.3 because... Yeah. Like, this is not only the best scary movie, but it's one of the best spoof movies just in general. Like you got like the weed smokes Marlin, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You got like, I can do it myself. Like take my strong hand, like all of the, there's just so much in this, the poltergeist Sean Wayans scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this thing is so damn good. Just like those two just fighting each other, and then he, you know, him getting cold and is like needs to get warmed up. Like there's just so much like amazing shit in this movie, and like it's hands down one of the funniest movies. And like for it to be under six is like just blew my mind, because I haven't talked to anybody who hasn't loved this movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's why I was so surprised that there was so many people that negatively reviewed it.
Yeah, these are like fucking user reviews too on IMDb. Yeah. It's like, these aren't like fucking critics. These are people. So what the fuck are they doing? What are they fucking thinking?
I have no idea. And the basketball scene, one of my favorite scenes ever.
Absolutely.
Where they recreate the basketball commercial.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So all the squeaky shoes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Drew.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I'm nervous here.
feel like maybe you shouldn't be.
I know, there's so many. There's like tens of thousands.
Yeah, and apparently, I mean, I didn't even get low enough. Apparently, there's better ones down low. But I'm going to go with one, you know.
There's this not movie better ones down low. You so, did get low enough, just so you know.
That's right. This movie is so goddamn funny. This is one of the ones that, like, when the first time I saw it, like, it was one of the you had to watch the unrated DVD, okay. And I'm going with Saving Silverman.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Fucking huge.
Yeah. How is it, like, what I've discovered is, for whatever reason, if it's a Steve Zahn comedy,
yeah,
it's lower rated than it should be.
Steve Zahn gets shit on, dude.
Yeah. And but then he's got, like, the serious roles that people fucking love him in.
Yeah.
Which is kind of my point with, like, You Can Die, because he had a movie that he filmed before a different movie that is, you know, on my list of, like, 35 movies. And people were, like, hailing it, like, what a performance. Then he does a comedy, and, like, people are like, oh, he's shit.
Yeah. Jason yeah. Biggs as well. Like, he's also another guy that gets shadowed yeah. a lot, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? The pie
Saving
fucker.
Silverman
the pie fucker
is so
guy.
Fucking good, though, man.
You mean the pie fucker Dude. Guy?
Yeah. man.
Yeah. Dude, Jack Black in this is just so goddamn, and the fucking, what the fuck is the guy's,
the dude from Full Metal Jacket.
Arlie Ermey. Is that right?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I can look him up.
Dude, when he fucking moves in with them and they tell him he has to take his shit in the yard to save water. Yeah. That's brilliant. the whole fucking Neil Diamond cover band and everything.
Jeez, yeah, and they jack him. Amanda Pete is fantastic in it.
You had yeah. Drew Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, Arlie okay. Ermey. Yeah, from Full Metal.
Saving Silverman is such a good movie. I've seen it fucking 150 times. It was one of those movies mm-hmm. where me, Andy, and our friend Ron, like, would watch yeah. it, and we'd be like, oh, I'm this one, and you're this one, and you're like, we assigned a character to ourselves.
Yeah, we each had, like, assigned ones. James got Jack Black.
Of course.
Yep. And then I can't remember who got Steve Zahn and who got Jason Biggs.
I think Ron got Biggs and you got Steve Zahn.
I think that's right. Yeah. But, yeah, that's crazy how bad, like, and guess what? Rotten Tomatoes, even fucking worse than IMDb, apparently. But
oh, really?
Yeah. That's nuts.
You know, that is rotten of those tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's right,
a great
Drew,
pick, though.
You're back.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to go with probably another one that's in the top five as far as parody movies. And I'm going Not Another Teen Movie.
Mm.
Dude, fucking A.
Yeah.
That movie was...
That's the other thing. Like, I feel like it would be harder to find parody movies over six than under six. And a lot of these are fucking so fun.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yeah. Well, and there are horrible ones, but these aren't them. Yeah. These aren't right. the ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the horrible ones are actually kind of good because of how horrible they are.
Well, I got to a point, though, where they were, I don't know.
The Everything movie?
Yeah. Or like
Epic movie, and it was just always something movie, and it was just not.
They got to the point where they were just churning them out with, like, super low budget, not hiring good writers, like, not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just dumb. It got to a point where it got dumb.
And Not Another Teen Movie, though?
The what?
Mm-hmm.
The whip crane scene.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Where the dude throws it on. Oh, that was fucking Chris.
Captain America.
Yeah,
Chris Evans.
Yeah. This is where he got his start, basically. And now he's Captain Motherfucking America.
You know who I really like? I feel like he doesn't get enough good pub. Eric Christian Olsen.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking dig that dude.
is the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. But he was in a TV show that I fucking loved, and it didn't get much run. It was called The Loop. I don't know if you remember. It was about, like, airplanes.
Yeah.
They were, like, working on, like, some airplane thing, and, like, he was, like, the brother and roommate of, like, the dude that was, like, more successful in the corporate space. But, yeah, it was fucking good.
I guess he's in NCIS now.
Yeah, but everybody is.
Well, he's like a regular in it.
Okay.
NCIS Los Angeles.
Yeah. Damn, Drew with two bangers off the board.
Yeah, that was really good. Drew did way better than I did.
All right, this is going to be a deep cut.
All right.
This one is one that I worried that one of you would take, because I feel like this falls in line more with I Think You Should Leave, right? And this movie, there's not many people you talk to that have seen it, but the people that have know how fucking good this is. And, like, there's some big names in this. Like, the cameos are fantastic. And in between each thing, you get Paul fucking Rudd. So give me the 10.
Oh, the 10. I didn't even see that on the list.
Yeah. I can't believe it's that fucking low. Yeah,
4.9.
That was a great fucking movie.
4.9.
I missed that one in scrolling.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
Dude, you get 10 banger stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jesus Christ one, absolutely hilarious.
The goof.
Fucking the CAT scan machine is, like, yes, is one I randomly think about all the time. Of, like,
well,
he's got a CAT scan machine.
He's got another one, so I gotta get a third one.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid and hilarious. Joe Latrulio leaves Schreiber. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Oh, and then the cover your thou shalt not cover your neighbor's wife, where Rob Corddry is in prison, and from the goof, Ken Marino's in jail.
Yeah,
and, like, they're having, like, that conversation, which Drew, this is where we've talked about it. You can make anything funny.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because that scene is incredible, and yeah, no, it's you got like Jessica Alba's in it too, Adam mm-hmm. Brody, like Winona Ryder, with the fucking, what's that? What are those things called? The ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god,
dude, that's such a good fucking pick. I need to watch that again.
Yeah.
That's all the guys from The State. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis is in it.
Fucking yeah. A. Man, I feel like I'm going to shit the bed again.
To be fair, I scrolled for about 4.5 hours. So
I did too. Believe me, I looked at every fucking thing that I could look at.
I did too, and I only got to where the starting point was.
I looked at everything. I got, let's see, I have a movie on here. The lowest rated movie that I have is...
Ooh, that's a good one. Like, what's the lowest one you have?
The lowest one I have is a 1.7.
I got a 1.8.
I also have a 1.8.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We probably have the same 1.8.
I bet you we do. I probably won't pick it, though. But anyways, let's see here. Where the fuck was I? I wasted my time going back, and now I can't remember where I was at. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go with this movie. This movie is a fucking childhood classic. Still holds up to this day. Every kid wishes this would fucking happen. This is a number one fucking childhood wish, and I'm going Disney's blank check.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude.
There's a lot of these types of fucking movies that were showing up, but yeah, this is fantastic.
I think that Blank Check is one of those movies that it stood the test of time. It's still fucking funny. It's still fucking... But I guess the problem is that, like, kids aren't on IMDb rating movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see this happen quite a bit, which I found, like, completely ridiculous. Remember a couple years ago when the second Space Jam came out and everybody was, like, ripping it apart. And it was, like, all these critics that were remembering their childhood Space Jam and being like, this isn't the same.
Yeah.
Yet I watched it with my kid and he fucking loved it. Right?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the movie wasn't made for the adults.
Right.
It was made specifically for the kids. And it's the adults that are the ones that are great in these things. So, like, so many of these kid movies don't do well because you got a lot of, like, fucks that are like, oh, this is, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I feel like it's adults that loved Blank Check now. You know what I mean? Like, why aren't they going on here and fucking defending this movie? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
It's a great fucking movie.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You probably haven't thought about it in 30 years.
Yeah. I watched Blank Check literally like 6 months ago.
There's probably people on there reviewing it that says $1 million isn't what it used to be. You're like, yeah, fucker, because this movie was from 94. Yeah,
that shit would make me so mad. All right, here we go. This is another absolute fucking classic from my childhood.
I will say, though, like, what he bought for $1 million, even in 1994 or whatever it was, seems like a lot to get for $1 million. Oh,
he did fucking, well.
He was a fucking.
He got some deals, you know.
Yeah, he was a smart. Yeah. Spender.
Scared money don't make money, you know.
That's it. I'm gonna go with
a wise man once said, "Scared money don't run."
This movie fucking absolutely killed me as a kid. It was when I saw this up to this point, this was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my whole life. The movie is still fucking hilarious. It's got the fucking goat Leslie Nielsen in it.
Ugh.
It's got the fucking soundtrack by Weird Al Yankovic. It's Spy Hard.
That's crazy.
You gotta Spy Hard.
I didn't even see that one.
Dude, 5.3. Spy Hard has a 5.3.
Dude, just the movie intro.
Yeah.
Is good enough to get 5 by itself.
It did the Bond thing. Then they parodied fucking, what's the Schwarzenegger movie with the fucking plane and he rides the horse through the mall and shit.
True Lies.
They do the parody of True Lies. They do everything in this fucking movie. They parody all the fucking spy thrillers, everything. And Andy Griffith was the fucking bad guy.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, movie's fucking amazing. Cigarettes.
Yeah, Ray Charles is the bus driver.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Dude. Fucking A. I love this movie so much.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that people hear this podcast and watch these fucking movies and go on there and rate these movies.
Yeah. Leslie Nielsen is like somebody that I feel like is a great entry level comedy for like when my kid and I want to show him a bunch of different comedies and stuff like that. You know, a little bit older once he starts to like actually understand it.
Yeah.
But like. Mm-hmm. Leslie Nielsen's like catalog is going to be like what I'm going to go to.
Dude, it's perfect for kids. And you can even do like the Leslie Nielsen, like you could start with like a Mr. Magoo or something like that. And just like the more childish Leslie Nielsen stuff. And Leslie Nielsen gets fucking shat on too. Cause a lot of his fucking movies were deep in this fucking thing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Him and Steven Seagal making all the worst movies.
All right, I'm pumped. I think like maybe every single one of them is in this. And for the example, I'm going to go with probably the best one just because it's still under six. It's 5.4. And I got to go with like some of my favorite series growing up as a kid. Wes, I know you'll appreciate this. Police Academy 3, Back in Training. This one, I bought it this weekend on Apple for $9.99 just so I could show the movie to my kid. Plus, as soon as I saw it, I was like, no, that's bullshit, and immediately bought it because I was like, this is probably the best one. And it's 5.4. Like, what the hell? Like, this is the one where you get all the, like, the new recruits. You get, like, the Asian dude that's going after, you know, the hot chick.
Yeah, the trainer lady, the blonde chick.
Yeah, Callahan.
Yeah.
Like, and oh, yeah. Obviously my favorite growing up and always will be, I was just big into that, Michael Winslow. Like, the voice stuff is, like, it's so good. Like, yeah, this one is where they're trying to, like, you know, two places are coming into one. You got Goots, that's just the man. Bubba Smith, Hightower, Tackleberry. You know, you got Bobcat Goldthwait. This was my introduction to him.
Yeah.
And as a kid, like, I was like, this is fucking great. And I was like, I wonder if it's going to, like, I'm going to feel the same. No, I still fucking loved him in this movie when I watched it this weekend, you know? Yeah. It's just the Police Academy series just as a whole is fantastic. And like I said, I think all of them are under six on IMDb, which is ridiculous because these are fantastic movies.
I think Police Academy 1 might be over because I felt like as I was like scrolling, I kept like I started from one star and just kept scrolling. Yeah. I just like it was like Police Academy 8, Police Academy 7, Police Academy as I would get fucking higher up, that's when you would start to see.
Yeah, I think the lowest was Moscow.
Yeah, Police Academy 1 has a 6.7.
Okay, so at least I got that. That's probably because they gave 0.7 for titties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because exactly. That's the only one that shows like bare chest. Like the other ones, I think were rated like PG, baby.
Yeah.
But that one was rated R. You know.
And Police Academy 2 got a 5.8. So yeah, that's where it starts to dwindle into the bad.
And again, I think 3 is probably the best. But like I'm a little bit to debate there. I don't know which ones you guys' favorites, but
dude, I like everything. I like all of them, like up until fucking Gutenberg leaves, pretty much. You know what I mean? Even the one right after that was still good, like Mission to Moscow, or maybe that was a couple after. But either way, I think up to the Moscow one was what I was into. But I love them all.
Police Academy 6, even.
Yeah, I fucking love them all.
Yeah,
I'll just say I love them all because I can't remember.
All right.
I have them all on DVD, though.
Hell yeah.
DVD Dizzle. All right, Drew. You're back.
I'm going to go with a Christmas movie.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
I'm going with Trapped in Paradise. John Lovitz, Dana Carvey, and Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I remember that.
What's crazy about that is we didn't even take this in, like, the Christmas movies.
No, I don't think we did. But man, this movie's so fucking fun. And like, it really is like a nice little heartwarming Christmas movie, you know?
Yeah.
Just them like, you know, robbing the bank and then trying to get out of town and they just cannot get out of town. It's like for the life of them.
Yeah.
So damn funny. Yeah. Nicolas Cage is like, you know, the leader, and like this John Lovitz and Dana Carvey are just so fucking dumb. It's so great.
It is kind of funny to think about, like, if you were just to like tell somebody now, If like they knew who John Lovitz was, and you'd be like, yeah, he was in a movie with Nick Cage. They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, Nicolas Cage, John Lovitz, and Dana Carvey?
Huh? Yep.
But yeah, Nick Cage, man.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, John Lovitz was just on Bill Burr's podcast like 2 weeks ago. I have not fucking laughed so hard. Like, it was just those two making fun of each other the entire time.
Oh, really?
It was
that's great.
So fucking good.
Lovitz is really funny on pods.
Yeah. And speaking of that, we were just talking about critics. The critic was like, I loved that show.
The critic was so good.
Yeah.
I feel like it was very short run, but like in my mind, there was like 3 seasons worth of episodes. But
yeah,
I think it was only like around for like a year, maybe 2.
Yeah.
But
fucking A. All right, Drew.
It stinks. Oh man, that could tie into my next pick, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna go with, this is just one I've loved since I was a kid. It's a movie that is not great, and it is The Wraith, even though it's a 5.9, but this is one, like, when I was a kid, I saw it, and we just love this movie. I watch it, like, almost once a year. But this Charlie Sheen is, you know, he gets killed and then comes back to life in the souped-up car and starts taking out the street racing gang. Yeah. And, like, this is, like, the only car movie that I like. I just, you know, I'm not, like, one of those guys that love car movies. But this one, fucking, this beats every fucking Fast and the Furious.
Dude, that's fair, because those like mid 80s to like very early 90s movies that were like, that's why I looked up fantasy, because like, you know, I was big into those types of movies, like almost like action adventure fantasy type stuff. It feels like it was big right when we were like just starting to watch movies, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I fucking love this type of stuff. Like Flight of the Navigator and shit, which no chance that's under 6.
You mentioned Fast and the Furious, that this is better than. Did you guys know? I happened upon this poster as scrolling through. Did you know that Fast and Furious was a remake?
What?
Of a movie from 1954 called The Fast and the Furious?
I did not know that.
No.
Isn't that fucking insane?
Whoa.
It sure was unbelievable to me when I fucking saw that.
Dude, I remember that first one coming out and going to a different movie that night and then driving home from the movie theater, and there was just a bunch of assholes with Toyotas and Hondas and extra exhaust and fucking all that shit just trying to speed all over the road. And I'm like, this is the most annoying shit ever, because I went to see a movie and then I was like stuck around all these douchebags. Now, I like the movie, but like, yeah, this was like, I think when I graduated, like 01, I want to say. That's crazy, though. I had no idea it was made after another one.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I don't think like the plots are the same, but just the fact that those two titles existed, like one in 1954 and then one in 2001, is crazy to me. But yeah, all right. Back to you, Andy.
Oh, man. Okay. So Drew picked Fast and the Furious. I'm going to go with... Okay. I fucking love this movie. I will... To this day, I think this is my favorite The Rock role ever. And like, this is where I was like, oh, this dude's got like crazy potential. Little did I know he would kind of pick a lot of the same type of roles. But this is his, like, intro to movies to me. I was like, he's going to be like massive. And then this movie had so many like great stars in it. It was the sequel to Get Shorty, Be Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Be Cool.
Yeah. Like, I didn't see that on the list, but yeah, that's fucking crazy. This is below a 6.
5.6. Yeah.
Wow.
You got Travolta, you got Uma Thurman, Vince Vaughn, Sed the Entertainer, Andre 3000, Christina Milian. Like, it's fucking loaded.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, James Woods, Seth Green. Like, there's so many, like, just stars in this thing. And every scene is, like, different and fantastic. Chili Palmer's cool as they can be with Travolta. You get him and Uma dancing. If people, like, critics should fucking have given it a 6 just for that because they love Travolta and Uma dancing.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn as Raji is absolutely fucking hysterical. I think about, like, him doing his little dance when The Rock got mad and, like, pulled over. The Rock, like, is showing fucking crazy range. He does, like, what he can says is a monologue, but it's two characters in Bring It On. And Travolta's like, hey, a monologue is just one character. Because he's doing both of the girls. Like, oh.
I do remember The Rock being the best part of this movie.
Andre 3000, too. He, like, shot the gun at one point, and he's like, what? You guys knew what was going to happen if you gave me a gun. Don't give me a gun, then. And then he's, like, he's sipping tea and, like, using the gun as, like, a plate. And then Cedric's like, gangsters don't sip tea. Like, it's so fucking good, man. This and the music's great. Like, yeah, this movie's so underrated.
I remember, because I loved Get Shorty. I fucking loved it. And I remember being disappointed with Be Cool.
See, Be Cool I like better than Get Shorty.
Well, that's wild to me. That's a wild take to me.
I think it's like, it's more fun. Like,
yeah,
Get Shorty is like a more serious thing.
Not really.
Be Cool is like more like, it, than Be Cool though. Be Cool is like more like lighthearted and I think funny and has, again, like all of these different like, you know, characters that pop up, but
yeah.
I'm not saying I don't like Get Shorty. I love it, but like Be Cool is like, it's probably in my top 30 movies of all time.
Yeah. I don't hate Be Cool either. I just, I think I just loved Get Shorty so much that I was like, you know,
yeah,
you know how it goes.
I do.
All right, here we go. Be cool, Andy. All right.
If one more person tells me to be cool.
All right, shit.
Say eat shit.
Yeah. Fuck. You know what? I think I'm going to go this route. So.
Do it.
This is another movie. I feel like a lot of my kids, my childhood favorite movies are popping up into this for some reason. I didn't realize I had such bad taste as a kid, but but I'm going with the movie Sidekicks.
Yes.
And Chuck Norris and
Chuck
and what's his face who died? What's the dude's name?
Wait, JTT died?
Jonathan Brandis. Not JTT.
Oh, Jonathan Brandis.
Jonathan Brandis.
I got that mixed up with another. But Jonathan Brandis. Gotcha.
Sidekicks was such a fucking fun movie, and what like with it's like this kid that's fucking learning karate or whatever, and he's got like asthma and she's kind of like a fucking nerd. He gets made fun of and shit, but he lives in like this fantasy world where he just loves fucking Chuck Norris, and he keeps having these like flashback fantasies going into like Chuck Norris movies and shit, and like doing things with Chuck, and then ultimately at the end, fucking Chuck shows up, fucking saves the day. It's bad as fuck. That's a badass fucking movie. This is what Karate Kid was. You know what I mean?
Well, you got the tournament stuff, right? But it wasn't necessarily as much about the training of it, like a Karate Kid or whatever. It is more about the training and relationship in Miyagi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This one you get like all the ninja stuff because he's going in his imagination, right?
Right.
So you get all that, and you also get a tournament.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the best of both worlds. Like this one I showed to my kid, fucking loved it. Any of these types of movies, he's 100% all in on. And this one was one of those ones for him. So
hell yeah. That's
still
awesome.
Holds up for the kids just as much. And I loved it just as much as he did. I had this one on my you know, list of movies too.
Hell yeah. That's legit. You know what else is legit?
K.A.
That's so legit. Oh, that's so legit.
To quit. What's good?
What is good?
What is good? What is good?
Good is what? Something to think about.
Right. Let's see. What is good?
All right. Hit it, K.A. All
right.
I like the Vince Staples show on Netflix.
Oh yeah,
I think yeah. It's a different feel, but it's like I think he like almost kind of referenced like Curb Your Enthusiasm for the hood, you know, but like mm-hmm. It's Vince Staples, like where he's from in Long Beach, and like it's just like so. It's a different vibe, but I like the vibe of it. And Vince Staples just has this like aura about him where you want to watch him, listen to him. Like he could just be talking on a podcast. Like if you start listening, you're just invested in what he's saying. There's just something about him, and the show definitely like captures that. So yeah, I really fucking love that. It just launched. This past week, February 15th, 6 quick episodes. So it's only like a couple hours runtime if you watch all the episodes. And it's getting really good reviews, actually. I looked it up. IMDb, 7.7.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the show called?
So, the Vince Staples Show.
That was just called the Vince Staples Show. I thought it was like that Vince. I thought you were like that Vince Staples Show on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's just like him navigating daily life, basically.
Okay.
You know, like from where he's from. So
gotcha.
It's good though, man. I think you know people enjoy it. So definitely check that out.
All right, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A lot of these rappers, man, they're putting out like really good shows. I mean, you know, Childish Gambino did it with Atlanta, then Little Dicky with Dave, Vince Staples now with this show. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of that thing of like the same thing with like the comedy guys getting into the horror space. These like rappers that like have some like I don't know like this likability that you can't really like fully put your finger on, them going into TV is fucking working, so you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I went to a couple concerts this past weekend.
Oh.
And I saw some punk rock bands that people don't know about.
Okay.
One of them called The Morons, which was pretty, you know, it was fun. I had a good time. And then I also the next day went to a Red Jumpsuit Apparatus concert, which I don't know if you remember them, but they had one hit song. Like back
I was about
in,
to say, you went in your early 2000s back
yeah,
this weekend.
That was back in early 2000s. And
did it feel like that? Did it feel like you were stepping back in time a little
bit? No, not at all. And in fact, I quickly realized that I do not like red jumpsuit apparatus. It's just that one song, you know what I mean? And even like, so I guess this is kind of a sheepy.
What was the one song?
Face down in the dirt, she says it doesn't hurt. Do you remember that song? Here. Let me play
it. I remember the
band. No, you keep singing it.
I'm not good at singing it. But what I was doing during the show is, since this is the only song I knew, I would wait for them to start playing their next song, and then I would start to sing the lyrics to Face Down in the Dirt.
Oh, man.
Like, to each song, and it was making everybody around me laugh, so that was fun. This is the
That's
song.
Crazy. They got 5.4 monthly listeners. 5.4 million.
Yeah. Remember this song?
Yeah.
Do you feel like a man when you push her around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the song.
The song kind of slaps, I'm not going to lie.
It's not a bad song, but the rest of them are.
Yeah.
No, it's not that they're bad. I think I'm just not as into it. But I was... Oh, what?
No, go ahead.
I will say that I discovered another band. They had a band that was there with them. And the name of that band was Stoned Mary.
Okay.
And I went and looked them up on Apple Music when I got home. And they did have some fun stuff. And the lead singer has kind of a Paramore kind of vibe. It's like a female-led band. And she's got good range. She's got a nice voice. I could see them doing some cool stuff. And they got some fun songs, so.
Give us one of those. Give us one.
You want to hear some Stone Mary? Let's see here.
And I'll give you one, too. I put it in the chat. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Kay was really fucking with it, which that was cool. But Grand Mahogany.
Okay. Not bad. I like them. My friend asked me how the show went after I got done, and I said I liked the first band and the last song of the last band.
Oh, man.
And there were four bands. So
it was more of a vibe then for the night.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Throw this guy on real quick.
Okay.
His name is Grand Mahogany. Grand with an E on the end of it.
Grande.
Yeah, Grande Mahogany.
That's definitely a penis.
Go with Thunder Curls. Hell yeah. This shit.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
This is like psych funk rock. All right. I really like it. I've played it 3 times in like a couple days.
Man.
Yeah, it's fucking dope, man.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
That's making my
definitely one of my favorite albums so far I've listened to this year.
That's making my Mahogany go grande, you know what I mean?
And I hate to say it, because I didn't think, like, I was not really into this dude. I put him on. Now, granted, I had windows down, so I don't really know if the vibes were just right. I put on Yeet, and I kind of fucking liked it.
Oh, I like a couple Yeet songs.
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised. I was surprised. I was like, man, I'm kind of fucking with this. Yeah. That one shocked me a little bit when I was like, oh, I thought I'd be skipping through some of the songs, but like, shit, I've played like 4 in a row. Yeah.
Usually when people say yeet to me, I say, well, I had a sandwich earlier.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Oh, man. What do you got, Drew?
Man, I'm trying to rack my brain again for what I will say just in general, with all vagueness, like life is really good without like getting into specificity, you know, the word.
Yeah. Specificity of our city.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, as far as like media, I don't really have anything, but I feel like just life is fucking good right now. And I really fucking enjoy that. So.
That's good enough, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, buddy. That's a good way to go out.
Yeah.
That's the most raven of them all.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Fucking A.
You don't need shit. You are shit.
That's right.
Thanks, Kevin. A baby in the face early hours.
All right, here we go.
Early hours?
I don't know, man. Sometimes, you know, you just gotta let it flow.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta punch a baby in the face.
I do. I have a couple movies.
But only in the morning, apparently.
Early hours. I have a few movies on here that I feel like we've talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like avoiding them, but they probably should be on the list. But I'd like to use this platform to talk about some stuff that I don't normally talk about. So I'm going to go with, this is a John Candy movie that I remember loving as a kid. And I haven't seen it. It's my turn. I don't know why you're smiling like that.
No. I was just thinking that maybe you were going to accidentally pick, like, the Big Lebowski, you know?
No. That's what you thought?
Yeah, then I was going to tell you, that's clearly not under six.
You thought I was going to pick a 9 movie?
Yeah.
For the 6 and under draft?
Yeah, because it's John Candy.
I think you thought I was taking an out-of-turn.
Nope.
It was John... Oh... I actually do have
see me working in my head.
I do have a John I do have a John Goodman movie too.
Yeah, you're probably about to take it right
yeah,
now.
I'm about to take it right now. Here is John Goodman in Who's Harry Crumb.
Yes.
Yes. I did see that on the list.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
This movie was hilarious when I was a kid. It's John Candy. He's like a bumbling private investigator and he's trying to solve the case of this kidnapped girl. And,
I remember the cover. Oh my
God. He's like on the window, on the glass, fucking suction cups. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's so fucking good, dude. It's a fun movie. It's so fun. I barely remember it, but I do remember the feelings I had watching it, and that was that I loved it, and it was hilarious.
Dude, it's got one of the best character actors of all time, an old Jeff Jones.
Yeah, Jeffrey Jones.
Dude.
Fucking
that A. Like, that would be a fun one for us to do, is just, like, character actors, and we just draft them.
I like that. Jeffrey Jones.
Maybe we don't take him so high, though.
Yeah, Jeffrey Jones is some kind of child guy, though.
Oh, is he?
Pornographic child guy.
Oh, God. He looks like he would be, too.
Although, that didn't stop him from putting him in that... What was that Western? Remember?
Deadwood?
Huh?
Deadwood.
Yeah, remember they made the movie, like, years later?
Damn.
And it was way after Jeffrey Jones... did whatever Jeffrey Jones did.
Yeah, what I really meant was Annie Potts. I fucking love Annie Potts.
Yeah, Annie Potts, so
that's
good.
That's what I I just like slipped. It was just like a voice slip thing.
Gotcha. Annie Potts, the character director.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Annie, you're up.
Annie is not okay.
Andy Potts.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go with one that look. There was one I had ridiculously high on my list. I rewatched it and I realized I probably shouldn't take it high, but I fucking loved it when I was growing up and I don't remember it being as problematic. The problem was the whole movie was problematic. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll flip that one. This one has some stuff that might be a little problematic, but this came at a time where I feel like, you know, one of the coolest things that was going on was fucking skateboarding, right? And so this movie had some of the coolest skateboarding scenes, and I just fucking loved it when it came out in, like, 03. So I'm going to take that movie, Grind.
Grind, dude. That's a great movie. I almost picked this as well. I have it on my list.
Yeah.
I don't remember this movie at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a movie that's right up your alley, too. Like, but the skateboarding was legit really good in this.
Or is it right up my alley?
Yeah. Exactly. Bam was in this.
You just embody me.
There's a lot of the Jackass dudes are in it.
Adam Brody is in it.
Yeah.
For all you OC lovers out there.
Yep. Preston Lacey is in it.
What year was it? Just like
going to the toilet. 2003.
Yeah.
Oh, 2003.
I'm surprised you said
93.
No.
Like,
no,
Jesus, all these people were in it in 93?
The thing that's crazy is, like, this is the exact thing that you would have been into in 2003. That's why I'm kind of surprised you haven't seen it.
Mm. It's a cheesy movie, but it's funny and it's fucking good.
Yeah, and like I said, the skateboarding is fucking fantastic in this.
Yeah,
it's really good. So,
I've seen this movie like 20 times.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those rewatch movies that, like, you're like, oh shit, I think I've seen this like 15, 20 times.
Yeah,
it just kind of like sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Also has Bobcat Goldthwait in there for a quick little second.
Oh yeah. Bobcat again. All right, Drew.
Well, let me tell you something I watched. Ooh, probably pretty close to 93. No, I guess it was a few years older, but I mean, watch the fuck out of this movie. I'll watch it right now if you put it in front of me, and I'm going to say Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
dude, that's a fucking good one.
Yeah, it's such a good movie for being as bad as it is.
They haven't been able to make, in my opinion, they haven't been able to make anything better. Even the Michael Jai White shit didn't top this, in my opinion. I fucking love
it. Oh, like the shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I love the shorts, but they just need to, like, do a better movie. Like, they kind of started, and they, like, I don't know, that last one was cool, but they, like, they bitched out Goro, and then they kind of, like, bitched out Scorpion, which I hated, so...
I hated that last one. Dude, I didn't even fucking finish it, I don't think. Like, I watched maybe half of the movie, and I fucking turned that shit off.
When when the dude beat, like, Goro in, like, no time at all, I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Scorpion was badass in this one.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, he was.
Really fucking cool, man.
Like in the trees and shit.
Yeah.
The scenery, the imagery in this movie, and like the way that they did everything, and the little fucking Easter eggs and shit, like when they had Johnny Cage fucking like do the friendship and shit, like
he
left his little headshot with a signature on it. Like
Cage ain't a damn thing changed. Sorry, I got in my Method Man bag.
Yeah. This Mortal Kombat movie has not been beaten, in my opinion.
No.
I don't know why it got shat on.
I don't know.
I really don't. Like, I feel like it was really good for the time it came out.
I feel like it's still to this day probably one of the better video game movies.
Yeah, I agree.
there's not been success with video game movies, and like I think this is probably like one of the highest ones.
Yeah.
Now, granted, like apparently they've done good things with like The Last of Us, the show, and right, then I guess that I hear good things about the Halo show, but I don't really know anything about Halo. So
some of them don't feel like video game movies, though, right? Like Gran Turismo or whatever that was like last year.
Yeah.
I get how that was like great, but it doesn't feel like it was like as much of a video game movie as like say like Mortal Kombat, you know?
No, that was literally like, I mean, that's apparently based on a true story where the kid played Gran Turismo all the time, and then I wouldn't even call that based on a video game. But like, I mean, Silent Hill was probably one of the better ones.
Very good, yeah.
I don't know. Resident Evil. I feel like they never captured what the game did.
Never. No, they made it their own thing, which is fine. They're still fun, I guess, but they're not.
Ready Player One was fantastic, but again, I don't feel that it was necessarily like Mortal Kombat's Mortal Kombat. Ready Player One didn't feel like it felt like something bigger. You know what
I'm
saying?
It was like a movie that had video game stuff in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the Sonics are fantastic. I'm hyped for the third one.
They are good.
Christmas, but
I've only seen the first one, but it was good.
Oh, I got to check out the Knuckles thing. Scrump was telling me about that. It looks
All right, Drew, you're back.
I like that pick.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to go with some stuff that we haven't really talked about much either. All right. I'm going to go with a movie that I remember this is one of those random catches on HBO or one of that, like when I had it. And I was just like, this movie's fantastic. And then the end just blew me away. Because it was the end of no movie like I've ever seen. And I'm going with French Stewart and Bill Bellamy in Love Stinks.
Oh, man. Wow. I haven't thought about that movie in forever.
French Stewart.
What the actually the girl from fucking Sonya Blade's in it. What's her name? Bridget Wilson?
Yeah,
is
Bridget
that right?
Wilson, yeah. And Tyra Banks is in it.
Tyra Banks, yeah, like, dude. And it's such a good movie where he just leaves her at the altar.
Yeah.
Like, spoiler alert, but, like, if you haven't seen it, like, it's one of those, like, it's very much a movie where you're like, holy shit, that's what they're going out on? Like, I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't think I have seen this movie.
Oh my god, this was like there was a time period where anything Bill Bellamy was in, I was fucking watching it.
Yeah,
Bill Bellamy had like a run for a few years that was like otherworldly, and like he just to me he had this fucking just again this aura about him, and he's also Shaq's cousin.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
man.
But yeah, he was in all of those types of like.
There's a couple Shaq movies we could take in this draft.
How to Be a Player, like all that kind of stuff. Which How to Be a Player probably is under six, I'm guessing, which I fucking love. But like, yeah,
I didn't see it, but I would be some. How to be. Oh my god, it is. I didn't even see it on the list.
Dude, it's a 5.3. He had himself a fucking run, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man. That's a good pick. Okay.
James?
It's Andy.
Yeah, James? shit, man. I got some ones Okay. Whatever, we haven't really talked about this, which is kind of crazy considering it's got two of like our favorites, Sandler and Samberg. That's my boy. This movie gets shit on so much. I rewatched it back. It's funnier than I even remembered it being. Like, it's fucking great, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, all the like, you think like the Donnie stuff's gonna like wear on you, but like, it just kind of like gets better. I mean, you got the back tattoos, just the night out, like the dudes that are going and to the spa and all that kind of stuff, and I don't know. It's just, it's fucking great. The whole Vanilla Ice stuff at the end. Vanilla Ice is like a major part of this. Like all the different cameos that pop up. Like the third act actually like picks up even more and gets even better. It's just one of those ones. I fucking love this movie, man. I don't know.
It's so funny you bring up Vanilla Ice, though, because somebody asked me today, like, hey, man, was like Vanilla Ice like your guys' guy? And I was like, no.
It kind of was my guy. I mean, Ninja Rap, I was real big into that.
He had Ice Ice Baby, and then, yeah, then hit the Ninja Rap thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I was like, the Ninja Rap hit, but like, yeah, I don't know.
I would say too, though. Hammer was what people wanted Vanilla Ice to be.
Yeah, yeah. I was definitely
Hammer had a catalog of hits.
Yeah. And yeah. Hammer,
Vanilla Ice really didn't have that much.
And Hammer had that fucking Addams Family song. They do what they want to do, say what they want to say.
Do what they want to say.
Dude, Hammer had albums, man, that people like listen to, but like,
please, Hammer, don't hurt me.
He's like what people wanted Vanilla Ice to be, is my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like the rapper dancer, like, you know, thing, like the cool swag, like all that kind of stuff. That was Hammer, you know?
Yeah. All right. This is such a hard draft.
I know. I've got so many that I just...
Me too.
You guys want to tell me to tell you my problematic one that I don't think I can draft?
Sure.
Yeah.
You guys mentioned John Leguizamo. I didn't realize how bad The Pest was.
What do you mean? What's...
Because I don't know. Every racial stereotype in the book is the entire movie.
About Hispanic people?
No, fucking, no. Like, a lot of, like, Asian stuff, a lot of, like, black joke, like, all of these different things. He does every, like, racial stereotype that there is throughout the entire movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was, like, legit one of my favorite movies. Like, I always think about, like, the shower scene where he's rapping and singing, but, like, I was, like, I watched it back and I was like, oh my God. Like, every fucking scene was something. Yeah. You know?
I'm going to go with a movie that got a 4.7. And this is a movie that people are looking for a remake today to fit into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But this is, I fucking loved this movie as a kid. And this movie still holds up, in my opinion. And I'm going Howard the Duck.
Ooh.
Howard the Duck was...
This is a 4.7?
4.7. Isn't that a travesty?
What the fuck?
This is a great fucking movie. Yeah,
I wish I would have got that for this. Would have been my number one pick.
And Jeffrey Jones as a bad guy in that. I know, like, hey, he's fucking problematic, but
makes sense.
But he's a bad guy in life, so he's the good bad guy in this too. You know, like,
yeah. But plus,
that scene in the restaurant where he's all like fucking superpowered.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking scary by the end. Like, I was a little bit scared as a kid. You know what I mean?
I fucking love this movie.
It's a great fucking movie, dude. And for it to be a 4.7 is absolutely fucking crazy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Who is reviewing this shit? I want to do that Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes thing where you just go and fucking find their address and punch them when they answer the door and be like, that's for Howard the Duck. That's for the Howard the Duck review.
Yeah. Where are you, Ebert?
All right. Oh, fuck.
You can find Ebert's son or something.
Damn. Where do I go now? All right. I think I'll do this. Because I don't think we've really talked about this movie very often. Maybe we have in the past, but this is a movie that it popped up on fucking Comedy Central like midday on like a Saturday afternoon all the time when they didn't have anything planned and they were putting movies on and shit. And I used to always watch. I used to watch this movie almost every time I fucking popped it on. And I'm going Charlie Sheen in The Chase.
Okay.
The Chase.
Sheen had a bunch of under six movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chase had a, it was a 5.8. But do you guys, have you guys seen this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chase.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a great car scene.
Christy Swanson, dude, the fucking awesome fucking sex scene in the movie. Hell yeah.
The goat, Anthony Kiedis, is in it?
Yeah. And Flea. They're like chasing him in a fucking 4x4.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great fucking movie. It's a lot of fun. Basically, the whole movie takes place in the car on a highway with the cops chasing them.
Dude, our friend group, big RHCP guys.
Yeah.
Huge. We all love Red Hot Chili.
Everybody loves them, yeah. Fucking Blood Sugar Sex Magik, baby.
Every single one of us. Know?
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody that's involved in Jabroni University, whether on a show or like peripheral or like, you know, friend of the show, they all cannot stop raving.
Yep.
About the red hot, the most reddest, most hottest chili peppers.
Dude, we all have different colored chili peppers on our inner left thighs.
We had to make a rule that no raving on the Raven about the chili peppers.
Yeah. It got too much.
Because that's all they want to talk about.
Yeah. We're like, can you tell us a Raven except for RHCP?
Yeah, we're like the Saving Silverman to Neil Diamond for RHCP.
Yeah. So a bunch of our musician friends, they all have like RHCP cover bands, fucking nonstop. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They got the fucking logo, like the like hexagon thing, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, one of them has a band called Ohio-cation. Like, it's crazy.
All right, Andy.
What the fuck? Do you think I wasn't going to adjust the draft so that I could get the best fucking movie under six of all time?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. When I said let's switch from Rotten Tomatoes to IMDb, there was a fucking reason behind it.
Oh, God.
We can't go out without the greatest movie of all time, The Sixth Man. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
I didn't know.
Well, yeah, I figured that right off right away. I didn't realize that. I was like, he's just doing this so he can fucking pick his movie.
Hey, man, I played it super cool. I played it super casual. 5.7 IMDb. Go have sex with your mothers. Like, my goodness, this movie's so good. Like I said, makes you laugh, makes you cry, makes you think, makes you feel. It makes you feel. The most underrated sports movie of all time, hands down. Marlon Wayans shows why he's the greatest Wayans actor in the family with this movie, because the boy's got range. So much fucking range. This movie's fantastic. He makes you feel things, you know? Kadeem Hardison, amazing. They have, like, nobody else around him. They carried that fucking movie, and it's so good. And one of my favorite movies of all time.
Hell yeah. The Sixth Man, everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? What we're doing is talking about movies we never talk about on the show. So that's...
It's been a minute.
Plus, there's that thing where he's talking to his penis.
Dude, it's so funny. I'm conversation piece.
You gotta hype that guy up every now and again.
Dude, there's two scenes in all of movie history that will make you laugh until you cry. It's this one and the red sock in the white laundry. Come on now, Paddington 2. Let's go. You know Paddington 2 wasn't under 6, though.
No, it wasn't.
Dude, I cannot wait to see what they fucking do, Paddington 3. I mean, they already achieved the height of comedy. I don't understand what they think they can even do. You know?
What, are they going to put a green sock in a white laundry? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
All right, Drew.
All right. I'm going to go with what is my third Randy Quaid movie. I'm going to go Vegas Vacation.
Ooh.
Oh, that was under?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, 5.9.
Holy shit.
I love this movie. Yeah. This might be my second favorite Vegas movie or a vacation movie. Like, of the original four.
Fuck yeah. It. Man,
like, I think it's Christmas, then this, and then the original.
I would have.
Plus, this came into a time in my life where I needed that Audrey.
Okay.
And even Beverly D'Angelo in this movie.
Yeah. Well, the Vegas Vacation is fucking, it's good. And I like that they came back like years later and made another fucking funny ass movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one, because this one, there's a big gap between the last one and this one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's about, really?
Yeah, I think European's my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
European's up there for me, too. I love that movie.
Yeah. But this is fucking fantastic. All of them are great.
Yeah.
Even the...
No, they're all good. Don't get me wrong. They're all good. But, like, yeah. Yeah, this one is. Yeah. And then, like, I don't know. Like, Cousin Eddie is, like, this is one of, like, the best Cousin Eddies. Like,
yeah.
Even more than Christmas Vacation to me. Like, him being fucking in his fucking hometown of Vegas and everything. Like,
I do agree with that. So good. Because they actually go to Cousin Eddie's, like, lot where he parks his fucking RV, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, you visit his home. It's like just a fucking desert patch. It's just a bunch of shit everywhere.
Yeah, and you don't get them in European as much as I love European, so.
Yeah.
Well, you do get Beverly D'Angelo's double D'Angelo's, you know what I mean?
You get her in all of them.
Yeah, but you actually see them in European. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I do know what you mean.
Them double D'Angelo's, Drew.
I know what
it
means. Alright. No. Wait.
I like cupping my hands. And
is it? Is it my Courtney rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like we haven't ventured out of the kind of comedy and maybe kids movies. So I'm going to go with Halloween 4. It was like the return of Michael Myers, which was really fucking awesome.
Return of the mic.
That's right. I'm going to go with one of the greatest comedies of all time, and I'm going Cabin Boy.
I had that one on mine too.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, fucking amazing movie. Like it's so bad and it's fucking hilarious. Like it's
5.3.
It's so low budget.
It's funny. That was one of the ones I was like, "Whoa, all right."
Yeah.
Like I actually thought it was going to be way worse than 5.3, and I was like, I looked at it and I was like, "Good for you."
Yeah. Some of this stuff I feel like we kind of talked about recently, just kind of like in our like overall like 30-year anniversary one. So, but there's one I watched when I was doing the Nicolas Cage thing, and I really fucking liked it, and I was shocked by it. And that's Mom and Dad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like this movie was like, it hit for me, and I was just like, man, this is a good fucking movie for Nicolas Cage in 2017 or 18. So
it was really good.
I was shocked to see it like sitting at about, I think it was like a 5.5 or something like that. But it was just like pure fucking chaos, and I just was not expecting it.
Okay.
Andy Pops.
Yeah. Okay. First one I'm going to go with is, this one's a fucking banger and not enough people have seen it. It's got some hilarious dudes in it. TJ Miller, Adam Pally, Thomas Middleditch. It's got Allison Brie, Search Party. Have you guys seen this one?
No.
No.
Oh my goodness. It's like, there's like a wedding and it like, so, you know, something happens, it's a bachelor party. And then, Thomas Middleditch gets like stuck in like Mexico, and, TJ Miller and Adam Pally have to like, go like get him essentially. And a lot of shit happens. It's fucking wild. It's just a lot of fun. So Search Party, definitely check that one out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, and then another wild one I'm gonna go with. I was really into these types of like movies back in the day. Whatever. I fucking love it. These might have been ones James introduced me to, I don't know. But I'm gonna go with the first of the two. I'm gonna go with 100 Girls.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think this is the second of the two.
100 Women is the second one.
Oh, no, okay. So, see, I don't count 100 Girls. I count a different movie that cannot be picked because it's the same guy.
Right.
And that's where that one earlier when I was like, oh, man, that's out there? It turns out it wasn't. It was that was when the screen jumped up on me. Okay. But, yeah, I had 100 Girls on my list, too.
Yeah, this is so.
But anyway,
fun.
Eight days a week is the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah. I remember, like, I watched 8 days a week so many times, and then like one day, like 100 Girls was on, and I watched it, and I go, without even like knowing, I was like, this was written by the same guy who did 8 days a week, and it was, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so fucking fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw it on here, I was like, I really want to rewatch this.
At late 90s, early 2000s, like this type of thing, even the MTV show Undressed, like whatever. These were fucking great. The last one I'll go with is a hidden gem. Stealing Harvard.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom Green, Jason Lee, Leslie Mann. It's a fun movie. This one's a lot of fun.
All right.
I gotta check out fucking Search Party though.
I'm surprised you guys haven't seen it. It's so good.
Yeah, that cast is legit. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go with the movie that Scary Movie 2 parodies, and I'm gonna go with The Haunting, which is I don't know, for whatever reason when I was young that was a horror movie that I loved. Owen Wilson gets his fucking head chopped off by a fucking weird lion's head thing that swings around in the fucking fireplace. Yeah, good movie.
I like that.
And then I'm going to go with a movie. This movie was directed by Jonathan Frakes, who was number two in Star Trek Next Generation. And this is a movie that back in the day, a friend of mine, Julianne, shout out Julianne, she dared me to go see a movie by myself, and this is the movie I ended up going to watch.
So this was your first movie but solo?
First movie I ever watched solo by myself in a movie theater. And I was the only person in the movie theater.
Wow. You were literally by yourself.
Not one other fucking person bought a ticket to see this movie that day. And whoever started the film is probably like, what the fuck? They're probably so pissed they had to go in that projector room. And then, let's see, finally.
Wait, what was the movie?
Clock Stoppers. Did I not say that?
I don't think so.
My bad.
I don't think you said it at all.
The movie is called Clock Stoppers. It's very Clock good. Stoppers. That sounds familiar. I really liked it, so very good. I've watched it probably like 10 times in my life since then.
Wow, that's the first movie you went to alone. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
I was probably like 19 years old, I would say.
So that was before I ever went to a movie by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to a movie till like I was, I think, probably firmly in my 20s.
Yeah.
I would find people to go to because I was.
You're an adventurer, James.
Yeah.
Well, Julianne got me out of my comfort zone. You know. Yeah. Oh, and then finally, let's see here. Finally, I'm going to go with. I'm just going to say it because I like to tell people to watch it. Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Yeah, that was on my list. That's where I thought you were going earlier.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Until you said Weird Al.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've talked about this movie 1,000 times, so.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep talking about it 1,000 more, just like Andy and the Sixth Man.
Well, what I came to find is Marlon Wayans, highly underrated.
He is underrated, for sure. I think all the Wayans brothers are underrated.
Yeah.
Big time. Fucking A. Drew, what was your third honorable
prop? You know,
my honorables were
Halloween 4, Cabin Boy,
Halloween, Cabin Boy, and what else?
Mom and Dad.
Okay.
Ah, yeah. Fuck, man, I have so many more that like I just didn't know what to do.
Dude, me too.
And I was trying to not pick the Sixth Man, but I was wrestling with it, and my heart was hurting. So I had to do it. Like,
dude, I Know What You Did Last Summer is under a six. And that's like a classic slasher movie. That's a classic.
Dude, I had a lot of like sex comedies and stuff that like I think are really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, I don't know. There's all that stuff's really good. Like all the even like Ski School and.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking all the like the summer camp sex comedies, you know, all the Porky's and all that kind of stuff.
Dude, but Men at Work is a 5.9.
Unbelievable.
And that's an amazing fucking movie.
Yeah.
Don't ever touch a black man's French fries.
Three Ninjas is a 5.3.
I had all the Three Ninjas because I've just watched them so much over the last month and a half.
It should have been your first like four picks.
Yeah, it could have been.
I feel like we talk about them a lot, though. You know what I mean? These are movies that are movies that I picked that I just decided not to. Like, for instance, I just went on a whole thing about Pauly Shore very recently, and almost every Pauly Shore movie is under a 5.9.
Yeah. I saw like Son-in-Law, like we just talked about. Yeah. And I was like,
I don't give a fuck. I don't think I'm ever gonna not like Bioworld. I'm sorry. Or Biodome. Like,
I fucking love it.
Oh, Biodome's, yeah.
I remember going to the theater and seeing it, and it's like this vibe and period of time that I can't explain. But if you lived it and you went to the movies at the same time during those movies, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, put it into words of, like, the feeling that you got to go see, like, a Pauly Shore movie back then.
It was fun. He was fucking.
There was something about it. Like,
it's a whistle, brah.
Yeah.
It's a fucking whistle.
Yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
I think about it now, like, seeing movies from, I don't know, like 13 to probably 16 to 17, that like period of time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those movies like just mean a little more to me, like the experience of actually going to the theater and watching those movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why I'm such a big, like, Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey fan, you know, just because, like,
yeah,
those movies were my shit growing up. Those were, like,
yeah, like, there was no way I wasn't going to like Cable Guy. That was the funny thing to me, because I was like, wait, I'm going to go to a movie and, like, not enjoy it when I paid for it?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Well, so, like, even if I didn't like Cable Guy while I was watching it, I kind of was actively forcing myself to like it because I was like, oh, yeah, like, I go to movies because I like it.
And Cable Guy only gets better as you watch it as you get older. Like, and I literally rewatched Cable Guy, like, 2 weeks ago, and it was so fucking good.
Yeah. So, like, Cable Guy is amazing.
It's so fucking good. Is. Yeah. And it gets better every time. Like, you see more things that you didn't realize, and just the way that they were literally making a horror movie, but with comedy, like, so
Cable Guy was one of those moments I remember feeling that I was going to be different than people. Because that was the moment I was like, people were like, yeah, but it's not like Dumb and Dumber. It's or not, yeah, well, it's not like, Ace Ventura is what they were saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Ace Ventura. And I was like,
good.
Yeah, but why did you think it was going to be?
Yeah, I know.
And I just remember just being like, if that's how you walk into shit, like, that was like one of those first moments I remember just being like, oh, yeah, I'm a little different than other people.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You are different than other people. No, I'm just
but you guys know what I'm saying.
I like, know exactly what you're saying.
Like, yeah.
Oh, this isn't their same album as the last time. Like, then just go fucking listen to the last album. Why do you want the same thing?
Fuck.
All right. Should we read off the teams?
Yeah, let's read them off. Anybody want to do any ad drops or anything? We all locked in.
Oh, man, I kind of.
I'm locked in.
Clickety clockety, I'm lockety lockety in.
All right, me too. So here we go. These are our teams of underrated movies. 5.9 or lower on IMDb for James's team. Number one, Super Mario Bros. Number two, Blank Check. Number three, Spy Hard. Number four, Sidekicks. Number five, Who's Harry Crumb? Number six, Howard the Duck. And number seven, The Chase. And for Andy's team, number one, Scary Movie 2. Number two, The 10. Number three, Police Academy 3, Back in Training. Number four, Be Cool. Number five, Grind. Number six, That's My Boy. And number seven, The Sixth Man.
Nope.
And for Drew's team, number one, Saving Silverman. Number two, Not Another Teen Movie. Number three, Trapped in Paradise. Number four, The Wraith. Number five, Mortal Kombat. Number six, Love Stinks. And number seven, Vegas Vacation.
Dude, where's the damn bait? Albertson's movie section.
Yeah. It is.
This you know is what like, I'm saying?
Man,
Andy's picks like the wall. I wish Andy's there were still
like movie stores that we could have our own shelf, like the Draft Pod picks.
Fuck, I would love that.
Yeah,
I really want to start like a nostalgic fucking rental store again.
Yeah. It'd be so fun.
Yeah, I mean, I have a shit ton of DVDs. I don't know why I can't just put them in fucking cases that say Draft Pod Video and fucking. Sell them in a store, rent them in a store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be fun. Well, and part of it was just the fun of going to the movie store and, like, fucking talking about all of these different movies.
Yeah.
We need to put this on there, though, because I realized this scrolling through the movies. Sex comedies are amazing, so we need to do a whole sex comedy draft.
Yeah. I definitely agree. I
think we might have.
I don't think we have.
We've done teen comedy, but we haven't done sex comedy.
Yeah.
Like straight up.
You know what
up.
I'm saying? That raunchy comedy. We could put it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say let's do sex comedy specific.
Okay.
Because that's like teen stuff all the way. Like I'm thinking like Booty Call, you know.
But I had booty call on my list, but I was like, ah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, it's it's James wants to talk teen stuff.
Well, I said not
talks teen about
stuff.
His...
not just teen stuff.
You could do Ringmaster. Remember that Jerry Springer movie?
Oh yeah.
The fact that Booty Call is a 5.4 and I didn't pick it, I didn't even fucking see it on the list.
Booty Call is?
It's
are you
a
fucking
goddamn
kidding me?
5.4. That is a goddamn disgrace.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That movie is fucking amazing. You got to munch it before you punch it.
Punch it.
You got to lick it before you stick it.
Stick it. Dude, when they're on the workout bike and just... Oh man. Those ladies.
Yeah, those ladies.
Yep.
It's garnishment. Well, make your food look good. What would make my food look good is 3 or 4 more shrimp. Fuck. All right, guys.
Throw it up.
I think, is Drew frozen or is he just like stretching hardcore right now? Just like a full on stretch.
Why does he look like he's so in shape right there?
He does. He looks like he's fucking like showing off the guns right now.
Holy shit. Let me get a picture of this.
Yeah.
Fuck. I can get this in time.
You better hurry up.
God.
Ah.
Oh, dude, I got it.
You did?
Oh,
shit.
Look how fucking good he looks, though.
I know. Damn. Fucking getting that stretch on, son. That's a profile pic right there, boy. Dude.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Love you, bitches.
Love you, bitch.
Love you, bitches. Love these bitches.
Loves those bitches.
Oh, there's Drew. Drew, you want to say it?
Did you guys not hear me? Like,
look how sexy.
When we were talking about the bike?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, I said it then. That's why I was like, oh, loves you, bitch.